Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Today we come back to the beginning of the Bible in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7. Last time we broke down this one verse into three parts. This reminder off the top. Part 1 is, the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground. Part 2 is, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And part 3 is, and man became a living being. When we put these parts together, we get the whole of verse 7 of Genesis 2. So let's get into part 1 and talk about dust. That's right, dust. Here we are not speaking of dust like the particles floating through the air that settles on your furniture at your apartment or house. Thankfully, because when I say dust, some of you consider that your great enemy. Have you ever run your finger over the desk or the bookcase or the table and found that your finger charted a path through the dust? My frustration has always been that once I start dusting, it is like, where does it end? One dusty surface leads to another, at least in my house anyway. I do like vacuuming, but I never cared for dusting. Anyway, let me focus myself here and keep you along for today's instruction from God's Word. When I say dust, I mean the material or the substance that formed the body of man. This is how Genesis 2:7 begins. The Lord God formed man of dust from the ground. Circle that word dust if you have your Bible with you. Let's talk dust. And let's look again today at the Hebrew language. The word translated into English as dust does not mean clay or earth. Dust does not mean clay or earth. What does dust mean? Well, for this, we will check in with our Dutch Bible scholar, Dr. Alders. He writes, it rather means any given material or substance broken down to its basic elements or parts. The body of man is entirely built up of basic substances similar to those found in the earth. End quote. Isn't that something? Our bodies are made up of substances similar to those found in the earth. As I said on Monday, this will humble us. I always like to think of this on the rare occasion I have found myself in a gym. In any gym, there is always that guy working out who has to let the rest of us know how big, strong, and buff he is. The women in the gym like to let everyone know how beautiful they are, but the men, it's about the strength of the body. This is the dude that's grunting, lifting weights, and then struts around looking at himself in the mirror. Maybe he can make his pectoral muscles bounce up and down without touching them. This is disturbing, but true. Haven't you seen these guys in your gym? Whenever I see one, I like to mentally remind him of Genesis 2:7. I say mentally because I am not about to walk up to a muscular fellow and say, hey, did you know all you're made of is dust? Quit strutting your stuff. It's just dust. I like to keep that thought to myself, but Genesis is a good reminder in, of all places, the middle of a workout in a gym. By the way, I am not suggesting we should not take care of our physical body. I think we should exercise. But just remember, your body is only made up of substances similar to those found in the ground. Hence, I do not think we should worship our bodies, or worship anyone else's body, for that matter. Let's do a little Bible study as we continue to examine this word dust. I have told you that dust means any given material or substance broken down to its basic elements or parts. Listen to how this is used elsewhere in the Old Testament. I'll repeat these scripture references later so you have a chance to write them down and put them in your notes. Be sure and read these verses later for yourself. It's very interesting. In Leviticus 14, God gives instructions on how to clean the house of a leper. And in Leviticus 14, verse 41, we read of the scraping of the house. The word plaster is the word for dust. He shall have the house scraped all around inside, and they shall dump the plaster that they scrape off at an unclean place outside the city. The substance they're required to scrape is the dust or the plaster. Leviticus 14, 41. In Deuteronomy 9, verse 21, Moses is describing the destruction of the golden calf, idol, and he says this, Deuteronomy 9, 21. I took your sinful thing, the calf which you had made, and burned it with fire and crushed it, grinding it very small until it was as fine as dust, and I threw its dust into the brook that came down from the mountain. There is our word again, dust, that very fine substance. In 2 Kings chapter 23, we read about the reforms under King Josiah as the king pushes out idol worship. And in verse 6, we read about what the priests under Hilkiah did at the instruction of Josiah. 2 Kings 23:6 reads, He brought out the Asherah from the house of the Lord outside Jerusalem to the brook Kidron, and burned it at the brook Kidron, and ground it to dust, and threw its dust on the graves of the common people. And then in the same chapter, over at verse 12, the altars which were on the roof, the upper chamber of Ahaz, which the kings of Judah had made, and the altars which Manasseh had made in the two courts of the house of the Lord, the king broke down, and he smashed them there and threw their dust into the brook Kidron. The dust, the very fine substance was all that was left of altars and those idols. This is our word dust from Genesis 2:7. And this word dust is used closer to our text in Genesis 2. Making reference to dust as the substance of the earth, God punishes the serpent by forcing him to, quote, dust you will eat all the days of your life. That is Genesis 3, verse 14. And there are many other scriptures that use this word, but I do not have time to give them all to you. Interested? Write to me for those. And just to repeat the references I read, Leviticus 14:41, Deuteronomy 9:21, 2 Kings 23:6 and 12, and Genesis 3:14. I gave you these because I want you to see how this word is used elsewhere and to remind you that this is what the human body is made of. Our bodies are made of basic substances similar to those found in the earth. I have two more scriptures to share with you on this matter of dust. Let's go to the next one. Monday I said, subtly, you might have missed it, that Genesis 2 hints at Genesis 3. What God says to us in Genesis chapter 2 anticipates what is coming in Genesis chapter 3. Well, here we have another example of that. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 19, God announces to Adam his punishment for his sin against God. Listen to the tail end of that punishment in verse 19. Genesis 3, 19. By the sweat of your face you will eat bread, till you return to the ground, because from it you were taken. For you are dust, and to dust you shall return. We even have this phrase that we sometimes use at a funeral or when talking about someone who has died, dust to dust. As the Expositor's Bible Commentary points out, the work of God in the creation was to form man from dust of the ground. But the work of man and woman in the fall to temptation is to return to the dust. Comparing Genesis 2, verse 7 to Genesis 3, verse 19, we see that the work of God in the creation was to form man from dust of the ground. But the work of man and woman in the fall to temptation is to return to the dust. There is such irony in the way God does things. We are given life from the dust, And then when our lives are snuffed out, we return to that dust. Dust to dust. I said I had two more scriptures. Well, perhaps the very best scripture, the best for last, the best scripture for us to know and memorize in this regard, a summary of everything that we have said today, is 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 47. The Apostle Paul writes, "The first man is from the earth, earthy." Isn't that great? 1 Corinthians 15, 47. The first man is from the earth, earthy. Well, next to Genesis 2, 7 in the margin of your Bible, or in the notes section of your Bible app, mark the reference, 1 Corinthians 15, 47. Indeed, we are dust. And this brings to a conclusion one very dusty day here on God Is. There was a lot of Bible today, and I hope I have taught this in such a way that you can follow along in your Bible now or later. The scripture is essential for us, and we need a steady daily dose of it. You will get that here on God Is. So if you want to know God's Word, to treasure it in your mind and heart, and to apply it to your life, be here every day. And here is another friendly little assignment for you, if you choose to accept it. Read Genesis chapter 1, verse 24, and Genesis 2, verse 7. Can you tell the difference between how God created those animals and how God created this man? I think you will find this insightful and interesting. Contrast Genesis 1, 24 and Genesis 2, 7 and see what you find. And please, have some fun with this. Well, tomorrow, Thursday, we will come back here to this verse and move into part two. I hope you will join me again, Lord willing, for that. There is much to discover about God and about us, and we'll plunge ahead as we continue to discover who we are and who our great God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.